أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that Allah has shown man both the ways. Allah has made all that in the world, the path that reaches to Allah Ta'ala, which a person walks on, and he will find Allah, he will find the pleasures of this world and the year after in the great form of the ni'mat of Allah of Jannah. And Allah has also shown that path that you go wrong and you go towards shaitan, you fulfill your nafs, your desires, you fulfill what shaitan inspires you to do, and you go into difficulties in life. Though at the beginning it seems to be enjoyment and pleasure, but it brings great difficulties in life, and which ends up then in Jahannam, which is the most severest punishment which a person cannot even imagine. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains that not only that, but Allah Ta'ala then has prepared that Jahannam, which is a fire, a sea of fire. Just like we know the sea of water, the Jahannam will be a sea of fire. And the waves of fire will come to a person and envelope a person. It will cover him from all sides. May Allah protect us all. And that is why Allah has sent us in this dunya, that yeah, we must save ourselves. Allah Ta'ala says, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." Save yourselves and your families from that fire. Yeah, we don't see the fire, but that those amal, those actions which take us to the fire, we have to save ourselves also and our families also and everyone from that fire. Further then, on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala explains that for man, there is the highest stages he can reach, and he becomes the greatest in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Four basic things if he does, he becomes the greatest and he deserves the greatest Jannah. This is a general ayat also which refers, and it is open for all of us. And it is a particular ayat also that was revealed for Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that these four qualities he had to the complete, to the T, perfection. He had these four qualities, and so he qualifies for the greatest Jannat after the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And after the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, he's not only the greatest man of this ummah, but the greatest man in all mankind. Even greater than the malaika. Allah has given him that very great position. So these four qualities we should try and develop in us to whatever level we can. Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. Or بَچَا دِنْگِ اُسَّ بَرِي دَرْنِ وَالِكُ. And Allah will save that person from all, from the tortures and torments of Jahannam, and grant him the highest stages of Jannat, that person who will be atqa. That is the first quality of taqwa, and atqa is the superlative form. That is the greatest amount of taqwa. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which inshallah we will discuss but more in detail, the amount of taqwa that he had. For example, when just a doubtful, not a haram, a doubtful morsel, one bit of food went down his throat, he put his fingers in his throat and made sure he vomits it out and takes it out completely. Whereas on our side today, we don't think what we are eating, how we are just consuming any and everything is just going down our throat. But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had that amount of taqwa. Further, الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ. Jo deta hai apna maal, that person who spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we will explain inshallah more in detail, he was among the most wealthiest people, most wealthiest businessman in Makkah Mukarramah. But he spent all his wealth for the sake of Islam, until so much that the day came that he gave for Islam, and he had just his clothes also he gave, and he just wore like a sack, no buttons also, thorns to fasten that sack. And when Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what did you leave behind? He said, only the trust on Allah and his Rasul. I left absolutely nothing behind. When he passed away, he did not even leave one mustard seed. Not one small little bit. The sheet he was wearing, that also he said, I don't need a new kafan. The same sheet of mine, use that in order to make my kafan. He left absolutely nothing. So those who spend, the more they spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, they will get those high, high stages and they will become the greatest. The third is, yatazakkah. Paak karne ko, they acquire tazkiyah, purification of the heart, purification of the body, the mind, completely pure they are. That person who works towards his tazkiyah, towards his purity. So there is no dirty thought that comes to him. There is no evil desire, not the least, but also in his heart. And also that he is completely clean, pure. This is that is also that is required. And spending one's wealth has got a great connection with the tazkiyah, with the purification of a person. Not only our zakat, but the more we spend in the path of Allah, the more Allah purifies us. So that was the third quality. And then all this be done solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. Not even that somebody did a favor to us. We are taught in the hadith, do a favor back to him also. Somebody is kind to us, be kind to that person. But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, not as a favor done to him, did he look after other people, did he care for other people, solely for the pleasure of Allah. Not for his nafs also. So much so that when he was sitting on the enemy in a battle and about to kill the person, when that person then spat in his face, he let him go. And when the person was surprised and shocked, you had full control of me. And it was battle, war, where one kills the other, enemy kills his enemy. And you had the opportunity to kill me just because I spat in your face, you left me. He said, up to that time, I was doing it for the pleasure of Allah. Now that you spat in my face, I could be doing it for my nafs, that I felt bad, I felt hurt at you. And we would be such, now double we will want to kill the person. But he left him alone. On that person accepted Islam also. So anyway, so this sincerity and cleanliness of the heart and doing everything only for Allah Ta'ala. So we are taught here four qualities if we bring within us, then inshallah we can also gain those high, high positions. The first one is that a person must acquire taqwa. The more taqwa a person has, which simply means in our language to fulfill every command of Allah and to stay away from every disobedience, everything Allah dislikes. Not that we do half-half, we are here for namaz, roza, zakat, everything. But any other gunas also happening, we are there also part. And many of us say also, give advice, you must make your namazes also, but have your fun and pleasure also. All haram fun and pleasure also you must have. Make everyone happy. Make Rahman, Allah also happy. Make Shaitan also happy. But it doesn't work like that. That a person solely for Allah Ta'ala. So that taqwa. The second, to be able to spend freely in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And the third, our tazkiyah, purity of mind, purity of heart, purity of soul, every purity we acquire. And the fourth, that we do all this solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. We are all desperately in need. May Allah be kind to us, give us this, and we have got our life to acquire this. Not to make big bank balances, not to buy more properties, not to make investments. We are here for this, for these things we are here. May Allah give us understanding and tawfiq as well. Wa afiru da'wana.